Proverbs Every Day, episode 281. Proverbs 6 today in the New Living Translation. I pray for you. Father God, thank you for another day and for my friends here that have gathered and the fact that I can pray in advance over them and bless their day before they even know it was blessed. So, Father, I ask that you would do just that, that you would send Holy Spirit to them, that they would not only feel the blessing that you have for them today, but that you would imbue them with understanding of your word and that you can do all things and that you are to be praised. So, Father, we do ask that you would allow us to understand what is said today and that they are words that are honoring to you. We pray this in your Son's name. Amen. Proverbs 6 in the New Living Translation. Let's hit the magic button and let's go. My child. So it's not son this time, but it could be that way, depending on it is. But my child, if you have put up security for a friend's debt or agreed to guarantee the debt of a stranger, if you have trapped yourself by your agreement and are caught by what you said, follow my advice and save yourself, for you have placed yourself at your friend's mercy. Now swallow your pride. Go and beg to have your name erased. Don't put it off. Do it now. Don't rest until you do. Save yourself like a gazelle escaping from a hunter, like a bird fleeing from a net. And so just a quick note on that, as far as this is a very commonly quoted passage here, the save yourself like a gazelle escaping from a hunter. I'm not sure it's actually fully appropriate in all of our contexts that we tend to put it into, but nonetheless, it is good to know to just don't put us off, you know, do it now. Don't rest until you do. If you are in debt for a friend, or in this case, guarantee the debt of a stranger, then it behooves you to get out of that as rapidly as you can. And so it's one of those things where it's like, if you have something held over your head, then it is hard for you to actually be a blessing to others truly. And certainly, you have a problem now of being away from that. So getting away from that is really key. Take a lesson from the ants, you lazy bones. Learn from their ways and become wise. Though they have no prince or governor to rule, no prince or governor or ruler to make them work, they labor hard all summer, gathering food for the winter. But you, lazy bones, how long will you sleep? When will you wake up? A little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. Poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. It is a... Well, let's be honest. It makes for a fun song, doesn't it? So, hey, maybe at the end of the episode, I'll go ahead and just put that up for you, just for fun. So, yeah, a little fun. Anyway, verse 12 here. Actually, let's go back to that. The take a lesson from the ants. This is something where when we're looking at the ants, and if you've ever had ants in your house, you know exactly what I'm talking about here, where you have a group of entities that are just marching right in order. They're just going about their business, and they're going to find whatever it is. And so in our case, for example, we had some ants that came in when we first moved in. I think it was like literally day one or something like that, something crazy like that, where they found the cat food. And all of a sudden we just had, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of ants all marching towards that. But there was no like traffic direction. There's nobody, directing them. So that's that kind of thing. So I've just that have a level of motivation of saying, let's go get it now. Let's not wait around. So they don't have somebody that's doing that. So in other words, a point of character here that we're supposed to have is that character of self-motivation, that we are getting up in the morning. We're going. We're not waiting around for it to happen to us or for us. We're going out and getting it. Very big distinction there. Verse 12, what are worthless and wicked people like? They are constant liars, signaling their deceit with a wink of an eye, the nudge of a foot, the wiggle of a fingers. Their perverted hearts plot evil, and they constantly stir up trouble. They will be destroyed suddenly, broken in an instant beyond all hope of healing. Ouch. There are six things the Lord hates. No, seven things he detests. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that kill the innocent, a heart that plots evil, feet that race to do wrong, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who sows discord in a family. So these are things that he detests. And some of these are obvious, but the language of detests is something that you can't ignore. And some of these are like haughty eyes. It's a, something we're often guilty of, or lying tongue. That's something that we, raise your hands if you've never lied before. No one? Okay. Now we get into some that really should be obvious. Hands that kill the innocent. And yeah, if there's a, a lot I could say about that. It's not just about like wartime, and it's not just about like murder and things like that. There is a notion of, if there are people that are literally killing babies that are innocent. Yeah. Something that the God detests. A heart that plots evil. That is something, again, a little bit above and beyond just things we get trapped into. Feet that race to do wrong. That is, not just a simple notion of being in the wrong place at the wrong time. This is running towards it. False witness, somebody who is purposely deceiving. Now this is interesting. The person who sows discord in a family. You wouldn't think that that's something that God detests, right? That'd be something that's just kind of annoying. No, that's something God detests. And so it's important for us to realize that, that we can't just get away with it. If we're trying to edge our way into something or whatever that looks like, this is not something that is allowed. Verse 20, my son, obey your father's commands and don't neglect your mother's instruction. Keep their words always in your heart. Tie them around your neck. When you walk, their counsel will lead you. When you sleep, they will protect you. When you wake up, they will advise you. Does this sound familiar? I've heard this before, yeah? Okay. There's a reason for this repetition. For their command is a lamp and their instruction a light. Their corrective discipline is the way to life. It will keep you from the immoral woman that we talked about earlier, from the smooth tongue of a promiscuous woman. Don't lust for her beauty. Don't let her coy glances seduce you. for a prostitute will bring you to poverty. Or a loaf of bread, or to a loaf of bread, yeah. But sleeping with another man's wife will cost you your life. Can a man scoop hot flame into his lap and not have his clothes catch on fire? Can he walk on hot coals and not blister his feet? So it is with the man who sleeps with another man's wife. He who embraces her will not go unpunished. All right, so very clear that even if this seemingly innocent woman is calling you towards doing these things, you are not to do them. It's just not appropriate. And it's not justifying prostitution, by the way. That's not what this is saying. But it's saying that, you know, that's one element of the of what could be done. But sleeping with another man's wife, it just has these, you know, even further consequences. So it's all the more reason to pay attention here. Verse 30. Excuses might be found for a thief who steals because he's starving. Okay, you can see the justification there. It doesn't make it right. Verse 31, but if he is caught, he must pay back seven times what he stole, even if he has to sell everything in his house. So it might be thinking of, okay, I can understand why he did it. That doesn't make it right. But the man who commits adultery is an utter fool. He destroys himself. He'll be wounded and disgraced. His shame will never be erased. For the woman's jealous husband will be furious, and he will show no mercy when he takes revenge. He will accept no compensation, nor be satisfied with a payoff of any size. Just the way that works. So, yeah. Stay away. Not for you. I hope this has been helpful in some way. Like I said, this is kind of a hard one because we're a lot of Proverbs deal with, okay, this is for the boy. This is for the young man. And so there's so many instructions and so many admonitions, especially I can imagine for women, this is tough to read sometimes. It's like, yeah, okay. Yeah. Get through this. This isn't for me. But what I want you to consider is that there are things about this that are relevant regardless of your gender. Okay. There are nature, the character of this is important, especially from a spiritual standpoint. I mean, we've talked a lot about literal things today, but think of this from a spiritual standpoint. Think of what adultery is spiritually. When we cheat on God, when we allow other things to become our truth, quote unquote, when we have things that are not even close to being appropriate for people of the word, but we somehow justify them. You know, we kind of just temporarily say, oh no, it's just, and I'm guilty of this. You know, there's, I'm looking over here at a collection of movies, for example, and, can I say that all these movies honor God? Well, definitely not. In fact, there's a few that are pretty much anti-God. You know, why do I have them in my collection? And there's a few that I've gotten rid of, actually, over the years that I've realized that this is actually me watching this as participating, and I shouldn't be, and so I've gotten rid of them. Others are just kind of on that line. But there's a lot of times we're basically cheating on God by what we consume, what we say, what we promote. These are our realities that we shouldn't have to be dealing with, but sometimes we do. So it is one of those unfortunate things that you have to recognize that there's more to this than just the physical. There is a notion of a character, and it's important for all of us, regardless of our station in life, whether you're, you know, a young person who's facing temptations like this from a sexual standpoint, or you are a, you know, person in advancing years like myself that is perhaps facing more of the temptations to not honor God in your finances, or, you know, whatever that looks like. There are many different forms of what I would call spiritual adultery, and it's important for us to recognize that and come back to where we should be to come back to God exclusively and let him guide our steps. So hopefully that was helpful to you today. I do hope that you are once again blessed by the best, and then you can go be a blessing to all the rest. Like we said, I'll go ahead and put on a song for the end here, just because it's a lot of fun, but and it's just kind of works for that whole go to the ant thing. It's not the kind of music for everybody, but I think it's a lot of fun, so we'll do it. In any event, do be blessed by the best, be a blessing to all the rest, and if you have favorites, verses or things that stood out to you today, feel free to put those into the comments, or if you have any questions, comments, that sort of thing, feel free to do that. But I will plan on seeing you yet again tomorrow. Love you guys.
Creeping like a thief, hands folded brings only grief. Go to the ants, see you fool. Work and toil, that's the rule. No idle days, no wasted time. Rise and grind, up the climb. Harvest time is just around the bend. Prepare your store before the end. Winter's cold is on its way. Safe for the days when skies are gray. Lazy bones dragging their feet while ants march on, never miss a beat. Lessons there in front of you. Open your eyes, see it through. Ants never stop, they never rest. In every struggle they give their best. So why do you let time pass by? Get on your feet, reach for the sky. Time pass by, get on your feet, reach for the sky.